V'ahalal Hashimcha le'olam v'od. I'll praise your name forever and ever. V'ahalal Hashimcha. Says the Rekeach. This is based on the Gemara. Whoever says Tila le David every day, he says Ashrei three times a day. Muvtach l'shi ben olam haba. It's a guaranteed ticket to olam haba. La'as said Yehidil Hashem Chasta. This person who says Ashrei three times a day will be able to sing to Hashem in olam haba. That's what it means. V'ahalal Hashimcha le'olam v'od. Redak says it. I'll do it in this world. Chol Yom Baruch Rekava is in this world. V'ahalal Hashimcha le'olam v'od. In olam haba. The Meiri offers both approaches. Ah, yes, it could be olam haba. It could also be all my days in this world as well. The Sfarnas says something so beautiful. V'ahalal Hashimcha le'olam v'od. How am I going to be able to sing for all eternity? He doesn't go with the approach of singing in olam haba, which is obviously one way of singing for all eternity. He says no. She'elamdu gamheim l'haboyim acharem. If you teach other people how to sing to Hashem, then essentially you're singing forever. And that's so beautiful. The way to live on after we die is to inspire people, is to teach people, is to share with people, to enable them to be able to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if they sing, it's as if we're singing. It's like the Chovas Halvavos says. If you bring someone closer to Hashem, if you teach them how to do mitzvahs, then every mitzvah that they do is credited to you as well. And if they encourage someone else to do mitzvahs, then that original credit goes back to you and them and them, and it's a gift that keeps on giving. You just cannot imagine the schuyos, the schar, the reward, the merit of those that teach others, those that bring others close to Hashem. It's the best business to be in. Yields eternal dividends. Teach someone else how to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will be yours forever. It could be an active teaching. It could be a passive teaching. It could be teaching by example. We have no idea what people notice when they see us, when they watch us davening. But people are always watching. And therefore, it's such an opportunity. Every time we have an opportunity to model Avodas Hashem. Pasuk says, to paraphrase the pasuk, "Umimeni yiru v'chein yasu." People should see, undo, and do. The ability to be a role model. V'ahalal Hashem chaleilam void. V'ahalal Hashem chaleilam void. Say this for a moment. You've got two people talking to each other. One tells off the other, gives them a bit of musa, and they're makabel from each other. They accept it from each other. If you learn one thing from a person, chayv l'chabdo, you're meant to honor them. This is the point. This is something which stays with us forever. Every time that the person was makabel that techacha, he does good. It's to the credit of the person that taught him or her. That's the point. Teaching others, sharing with others, is an act of constantly praising Hashem.